Hello.
Hi there. I'm Robert from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions on the effort of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes? Your opinion is very important. Hello?
What exactly do you need my opinion on?
It's a survey, ma'am. It's just a few questions. I'll be brief.
I guess so.
Okay. Thank you. Is your zip code 56303?
I believe so.
Thank you. What is your year of birth?
2005.
Thank you. Okay. What is your race? White, black, or African American?
Why do you need this?
It's part of the questions, ma'am. I'm sorry. American mix, black mix, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Mix, I would say. I'm not quite sure what I'll have, but...
Okay, thank you. Are you parents or... Are you a parent or guardian or any children under 18 years old?
Nope.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school do you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, master degree, professional degree.
Some college, but no degree.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? Democrat?
Independent.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction on which the community is headed? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things in the community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next years? Much better, somewhat better? Stay the same, somewhat worse, much worse.
Stay the same.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? You select the top three issues more important to you. Reducing racism and discrimination, climate changes and on the environment, protecting and expanding voting rights, public safety, including gun violence, reproductive or maternal health, rising cost of living, affordable quality housing, access to quality education, access to good jobs, affordable quality healthcare, criminal justice and police reform.
Okay.
I can start all over again and you just tell me which one. Reducing racism and discrimination, climate changes on the environment, protecting and expanding voting rights, public safety, including gun violence.
Let's do public safety.
Okay. Reductive or productive or maternal health, rising cost of living, affordable quality housing, access to quality education, access to good
jobs. Access to quality education.
Thank you. Access to good jobs, affordable quality healthcare, criminal justice and police reform.
And then quality housing.
Thank you. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safe. Decrease police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation effort statewide, alternative first response to police, including mental health expands and welfare agents, increase police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased gun control statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives.
Just the last one.
And two more?
Let me
give it to you again. Decrease police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Alternative first responder to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increase police presence. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increase gun control.
I don't really know. Sorry.
Take your time. No worries. You want me to read it to you again?
Sure.
Okay. Decrease police presence. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Alternative first response to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increase police presence. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increase gun control statewide.
Let's do the employment for incapacitated.
Incarcerated individuals? Uh-huh. And what is the other?
I don't know. I guess increased police presence.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Okay. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well on your community. Juvenile justice programs, gun control measures, support for victims of crime, community engagement and cooperation, mental health support services, drug and substance abuse prevention, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, law enforcement programs, emergency response services, neighborhood watch initiatives.
Can you repeat those? I'll tell you as you
go. Sure. No problem. Juvenile justice program, gun control measures, support for victims of crime, community engagement.
Let's do the support for victims of crime.
Thank you. Community engagement and cooperation. Mental health support services.
That one too. Sorry.
Which one? The community engagement?
Mm-hmm. And the mental health.
Okay. Thank you.
Both. Those three.
Thank you. Here are some public safety solutions some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe work best in your community. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Culturally specific community healing practices. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Funding to support families and victims of community and police violence. Diversifying police ranks. Increase civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. If you would like me to repeat it, just let me know.
Sure.
Okay. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Culturally specific community healing practices. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Diversifying police ranks, increasing civilian overseeing of police and other public safety programs.
Can I choose just the first one?
Sure. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well as a community. Access to technology. A diverse range of free or affordable intracurricular activities and opportunities, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, school and safety and security, Black-centered curriculum, access to educational sources, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, parental involvement and support, diversity of teachers, special education programs, quality of teachers.
Quality of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And access to technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then affordable, I think it was extracurricular.
Okay.
The second one, yeah.
Okay. Up to date, you mean a diverse range of free and affordable curricular activities for an opportunity?
Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in the community. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community rather than solemnly punish the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all the parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota school to use restraints such as chokeholds on students? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students of Minnesota schools are treated differently than other students on other races. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Which of the following would you mostly help and your family and feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Support building and strong professional networks. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Help acquiring valuable job skills. Financial literacy. Resources to reach financial goals. Help starting or maintaining a business. Debt reduction. More opportunities to promote and raises.
Can you repeat?
Sure. Support building and a strong professional network. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Help acquiring valuable job skills. Financial literacy. Resources to reach financial goals. Help starting or maintaining a business. Debt reduction, more opportunities to promote and raise.
Financial literacy.
Mm-hmm. And another one?
I can't remember exactly what
the
wording was.
You.
The one before it.
No problem. Oh, you mean help acquiring valuable job skills or help starting maintaining a business?
Yeah, the job.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost there. Thank you. Which of the following will be the most helpful on combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Increased food assistance program, universal basic income, universal health care, increased home ownership program, increased rental assistance program, increased statewide subsidizing housing, increased income-based housing and programs, subsidizing public transportation.
Not sure.
If you want me to repeat it, I can repeat it. No problem.
Sure.
Okay. Increased food assistance program. Universal basic income. Universal health care. Increased home ownership programs. Increased rental assistance program. Increased statewide subsidizing housing. Increased income-based housing programs. Subsidized public transportation.
The two universal options.
Okay. You mean universal basic home and universal basic care. I mean, universal healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which of the following are the most important traits that you look for a neighborhood to live? Please select up to three traits that are the most important to you. Access to good schools, access to parks or natural spaces, friendly and supportive neighborhoods, safe and secure surroundings, neighborhood who like me, affordable housing options, employment opportunities nearby, convenient public transportation options, walkability.
Can you repeat?
Sure. Access to good schools, access to parks or natural spaces.
Let's go that way. Parks and natural spaces.
Okay. And friendly and supportive neighborhoods. Safe.
That one too.
Okay. Thank you. And safe and secure surroundings, neighborhood who likes me, affordable housing options, employment opportunities they buy.
Employment opportunities.
Thank you. Okay. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two of the most helpful initiatives. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Teaching people about homeownership. Making houses more energy efficient to save the utilities. To save your own utilities, I'm sorry. Supporting unused or abandoned land or building for affordable housing. Building more middle and low income housing. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing homes.
The first two.
Okay. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable houses and teaching people about homeownership. Thank you. Are you married or married, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Married? Or marry, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live on your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
2.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you are employed full-time, part-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, student?
Part-time.
Thank you. Were you born on the United States or another country? I was born on the United States. I was born on another country.
United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born on the United States or another country? Both were born in the United States. Both were born in another country.
Both the United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote on 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican? Someone else?
I was not able to vote.
Okay, no problem. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. In the last year, the 2022, was your total family income more or sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, $2,500 or more.
The lowest.
Less than $24,999?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much, and thank you for your opinion, and have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great day. Okay.